The Border Patrol is presented by locally owned and operated Walker Medical Linen Services. For linens, toweling, scrubs, lab coats, and patient gowns for your medical facility, visit walkermls.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Ducati and Marco Marquez. Thanks to Mark Boerichter for talking football with us for the past hour. We also had Buster Olney on the show to talk baseball, and Gary Lizek gave us the forecast. And we're chasing our next guest, though. He's very fast, a lot faster than anyone here, so I don't know.
He's made
that.
More attacking runs than any player in Major League Soccer this year. I saw that stat last week.
Who? Say his name.
Daniel Showtime Shallowy.
Who gave him that nickname?
Well, Hartzell calls him Showtime Shallowy. I like to call him the Hungarian Assassin because of you. You and the show encouraged me to refer to him that way. And I think it's better than Showtime. There's already a Showtime.
About the Mad Hungarian.
Well, that's a different guy. That's Al Hrabowski. I met him once.
The story goes that you asked Al Hrabowski if he was Polish.
Yeah, the name Hrabowski sounded right. Polish to me.
And then what did he say to you?
Said, I'm the Mad Hungarian, you moron.
Right.
I said, so you're not Polish.
And then,
get you.
And then you told them, well,
I read you.
Well, either way, Ben Franklin's my favorite president.
That's right. Him and Alexander Hamilton both, really, 1A for me.
Well, we could talk soccer until we get your man on the line. Why don't you set up a couple of these clips?
Oh, you want to hear from some Peter Vermees? All right.
You got that, Marco? He gave us a thumbs up. I think that was his thumb. We're
got
good.
It.
What?
Hello.
Unless you're doing the old...
I forgot. Todd said I got to use the mic, not my hand.
Unless you're doing the old Draymond Green, you know?
Uh-oh.
Right?
Yeah, he did the double.
That's your, like... Ba-boom!
Number one and number two right here. Camera one, camera two.
Is the finger making a comeback, guys?
It seems to be.
Yeah.
It seems to be, especially in the NBA. I mean, they're flicking guys off left and right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't understand that. It's flipping. You flip someone off, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, Sporting Kansas City are going to be taking on a New York City FC team on Saturday at 6:00, that is New York City FC. They are the defending MLS champs, and they have been red hot offensively lately. They have scored 14 goals over their last three games.
That's more than the Royals.
That's a lot in soccer. That's a lot. It's more than Sporting scored all season. So Ali Trost asked Peter Vermees about how his defense will have to play to get a result at NYCFC.
Yeah, they feel really good about their game, and they're playing very well, and they got a really good team. I understand what that's like when the team's feeling it. It's a great feeling. It's great to see when your players are really confident. So for us, we understand what we're going into. I think, again, you know, the ideas don't change. It's not like all of a sudden there's something new on defense you have to do. You have to be concentrated at all times. You have to really play every role of the ball. And the other thing, too, is that you have to realize that there's different situations that occur in the game. Sometimes it's the run of play. Sometimes it's a set piece. It's just different things that you have to be prepared for. And you can't be in the world of taking your mind off of something at any point in the game, especially like a team like that that's in good form.
A lot of things I don't understand you have to explain to me, but why was Peter skydiving? That doesn't seem like that would
He's a thrill seeker.
Right. Well, I get it. I mean, not something I would do because I'm afraid of heights, but
hard to concentrate on the question while you're falling out of an airplane.
Right, exactly.
But that's the kind of concentration and focus that Peter Vermees has.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the flip side, we're talking about how good New York City FC has been in the attack. That has not been the case for Sporting Kansas City so far this year. They've been struggling to score goals. They've been struggling to create chances. A lot of that makes sense because their high-priced striker, Alan Pulido, is out for the year. And in Major League Soccer, you're not given basically the opportunity to go sign a similar player. You only get three designated players. Those are the players you can pay any amount of money you want to, and they only count as a certain amount of money against the cap. But if one of those guys gets hurt, you don't get another designated player slot. You got to go find another player for that fits within the salary cap to try to replace him. So losing Alan Pulido is devastating because he's the most expensive player that Sporting Kansas City's ever had. And they can't afford to just go – they're not allowed to go spend that kind of money on a replacement for him. Well, the second most expensive player in the attack for Sporting, Gadi Kinda, is also out for the year now. So it makes sense why they're struggling in the attack. But, hey, man, they still got to go out and play. They got to get it done. And I thought they did a much better job of creating chances this last weekend against FC Dallas. They got two goals. They had a chance. Daniel Shalvey had a couple of really good opportunities to score. One was saved by the goalkeeper. Another one was cleared off the line by a defender. Kyrie Shelton had a good opportunity to score. Really good save by the keeper. So I talked to Peter about this and asked if he thought he saw some signs of the offense coming around in that game against FC Dallas.
I think, again, the chances are there in games. You know, again, maybe we're not clinical at times or what have you, but I would say that you can see that around the league in different teams. Sometimes a team gets hot, they start feeling good, and now everything starts clicking. That happens as well. What I think is really good about our group, and I would say over these last 2 to 3 games, our commitment in the game, our effort in the game. I can't do anything except applaud and appreciate, you know, the way the guys are going after it. Like in the game the other day, being down 2-1 at halftime, they could have, you know, put their heads in the sand, but they didn't. They came out and they fought, and we almost got, you know, a third goal. You know, we were there. It was almost as if we were a little bit hesitant at times, but we also had a lot of young guys on the field that haven't really been in that position with us before. And so I could go back and criticize a lot of different things, but I also think that the positive is that those guys got that experience.
All right, so speaking of creating those chances, the guy that scored the game-tying goal, Daniel Shalvey, joins us on the show now. Steven and I, good morning, Daniel, first of all. How are you, man?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Doing good. And Daniel was the guest on the Sporting Kansas City show with me and Ali Trost earlier this week, Steven. And he actually said something that made me think of you. Because we were talking about how Daniel has made more attacking runs than any player in Major League Soccer this year.
And that made you think of me?
Well, here, I'm going to get to it. Because the thing is, when you make those runs, you might go run 70 yards and you don't get the pass. And then you got to make the run again. You go 70 yards, you don't get the pass. You got to keep making that run over and over and over again. And then finally, you might get yourself, get the chance to score a goal. And Ali Trost asked Daniel, hey, you like to watch the Chiefs. Is it kind of like the wide receivers for the Chiefs? And, you know, they got to keep, you know, they got to go on the pattern every single time, even though you might not get the ball thrown your way every time. And Daniel, what did you say when she asked you about that, that's all that you really pay attention to when you watch the Chiefs?
I said I only watch Mahomes and then Kelsey's movement, so that's it.
Right. That's what I do. So, agreed. We're on the same page there.
See?
But we have to settle some before we move on with this interview, okay? In the last 20 minutes or so, Nate Buchanan has referred to you as Showtime, and then he called you the Hungarian Assassin. If you can only choose one nickname, which one is going to stick? Because he keeps going back and forth. We need to get him focused on one nickname here. Which one do you want, Daniel?
The music. I am honestly, I like both, mm-hmm. to be honest. I think they're both great. For me, Showtime only sounds better because of the, you know, shallow Showtime. It's very, very similar. But honestly, that should be if this is the biggest problem I'm going to have in my career, that I'm going to have many, many nicknames, I'll take it. So right. I'll still keep it undecided. I'll let others decide what they want. Nate, whatever you want to say.
Nate, what do you want?
Oh, he's a Hungarian assassin.
There it is.
I mean, that's, you know.
Make
there
the
you
decision
go.
For him.
That's the, done. Because he's lethal. You know, right. He's lethal around
Absolutely.
The penalty area and all these things. So, hey, Daniel, you know, it was great. And by the way, I'll direct people, go back and listen to the conversation we had with Daniel on the show, the Sporting Kansas City show earlier this week. You can find that on the podcast page and all of that. But, you know, one of the things that we just played was a soundbite from Peter Vermees about the progress you guys are trying to make in terms of creating chances and all of that. Look, it's been tough because two of your best attacking players, you find out, are out for the season in Alan Pulido and Gadi Kinda. And I always thought you had a great relationship with Gadi. It seemed like you guys combined really well on your side of the field in the attack. Can you take me back to just what it was like finding out that, especially starting with Alan, that he was going to be out for the season and what your reaction was at that time?
Yes, you know, it is very, very unfortunate. Obviously, you don't wish injuries on any players, especially not your teammates, and especially not on starting guys who can contribute lots of goals to the team. And yes, we're very, very sad. First of all, you're sad. You're sad for your teammate that he has to go through this in his career. And then obviously you're very disappointed that you're not going to get that help as a team in the game. And then Gadi was a little bit different because we were hoping when he's back, and very unfortunate, another surgery he has to get. And yes, it's very devastating, you know, and if you feel bad, but you still don't even want to imagine what the pain they feel. You know, this is heartbreaking for them to miss a season. And it's, you think every day when you're healthy, to be honest, it makes you rethink a little bit.
So what is the process like of trying to figure out how you're going to get your chances and score your goals after you lose a couple of guys? And look, hey, you and Johnny Russell were the two guys that were in the race for the Golden Boot last year. You guys scored a ton of goals, so you still have attacking options. You still have talent there, but the goals might have to come in a little bit of a different way, or you might have to organize things a little differently. What's that process been like so far this year for you guys?
So that's what's taking, you know, longer than usual. You have to figure out the ways how to create your chances and score more and more goals, even in one game. You know, this was the first game when we scored more than one goal, and these are, you know, important steps towards the right direction, and that's what we are still trying to figure out. It's a long season. I think we're in the right direction, but obviously, as you said, we need to change our games a little bit more. Maybe you have to take more risks. Maybe you have to do different movements, and you know, find who will be your partner on the field who you can combine with the most.
We're visiting with Daniel Shalloway, and now you guys go to New York City to take on NYCFC. They're the defending MLS champs, and they've been scoring goals for fun lately, 14 in their last three games, and they play on a baseball field. You're going to be doing that whole thing. What's it like playing on a smaller field like that, and maybe what are your overall thoughts on playing against NYCFC?
It's a great team, unbelievable team. Honestly, they are very very fun to watch. And I think they had a well-deserved championship run last year. So this is going to be a big challenge for us, like it would be to any team. But, you know, we're very exciting. It's always exciting to play against teams who are doing well because you want to be the first team who can stop them. You know, I always felt like we always had records going on over the years when you're like, oh, we haven't lost at home or something like that. And teams would come in with so much against us because they wanted to be the ones who break that. So that's what we want to do, and I hope you know, we are 100% ready for it.
So Daniel, we have another issue to settle here as well, because earlier in the show.
Okay, so you'll try to sway him.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so between Nate and Marco, one guy watched one match, the other guy watched the other one. And so I asked, what do you think Daniel watched? And so I'm going to ask you, and I'm not going to let Nate try to sway you to his side. Okay, did you yesterday watch the UEFA Champions League semifinal or the CONCACAF Champions League final, or did you watch both, or did you watch neither?
I watched the UEFA Champions League semifinal, And then I went to the Casey Curran game. I watched that. And I'm going to be honest, I have been watching all the CONCACAF games, and I totally forgot the final. The other part of the final was today. I mean, yesterday. So I only turned it on for like the last 10 minutes. So, yes, that's on me. I totally forgot. I watched too many games that day.
You have voted for Marco Marquez and against Nate Buchady, and Nate right now has got tears in his eyes. Marco wins, ladies and gentlemen. Nate, go ahead.
Well, this is, I mean, honestly, this is what we're dealing with in America. You know, Americans are more interested in watching European soccer than North American soccer. And we got to get that turned around. And I'm hoping that a game like last night, Seattle winning against Pumas and showing that an MLS team can win the CONCACAF Champions League is a step in that direction to make people realize how good our league is here right now. Let's take them one at a time here, though, Daniel. The UEFA Champions League final. Are you a Real Madrid fan, or who is it that you support?
I don't really have a team, to be honest. I was always let's put it this way. I was always a Cristiano Ronaldo fan. So yes, I had a time when I was a Real Madrid fan. I'm not a big fan of this team, and I actually wanted Man City to win the Champions League for the first time ever. And you know, I was very disappointed. I think they deserved it, but Real Madrid just has this championship mentality. I feel like in their DNA, this team comes back from anything.
Do you think Man City choked, or do you think this was all about Real Madrid?
I think Man City choked, but also a little bit of both. You know, I think Real Madrid got very lucky. I think based on the two games, it should have been 15-5 to Man City. And they just messed it up. They missed so many chances in the first half. I mean, the first game. And then also in this one, it's just... I can't imagine what they feel. They must be very, very angry.
Daniel, do you think Benzema was fouled in the box an extra time there? And do you have an opinion on how that game ended yesterday between Real Madrid and Man City?
I think, yes, it was a foul. I think it was a penalty. It was it wasn't very smart to launch in as a defender there. And... yes, I think it's crazy. I really thought that after Mare scored, they controlled the game. It looked way too easy for Man City. I thought the second and third are coming, and then it's just you can never write Real Madrid off.
Okay, so then you went to the KC Current game last night. They were playing. I was watching that game. They were playing in the pouring rain the whole time. Did you stay dry?
Yes, we stayed dry. They unfortunately didn't.
Yeah, how did you say we did? A bunch of guys from the team go?
Yes, we like to go. So since Roger's wife is low, he always hooks us up with great seats, gets us a suite, and then tells us that we just need to use our passes and get to the games. And yeah, a bunch of us went. Yesterday was Roger, Johnny, Jake Davis, Felipe, Cave. So, you know, we always try. Kyrie, we all try to go on every once in a while to make it to the games. I think it's fun. You know, it's fun to go and watch them.
I thought they were a little unlucky in the second half. They had enough chances to tie that game, do you think?
Yes, I think so too. That was a big chance missed early on in the second half. And if they were a little bit luckier, they could have come back. I wish they would have. It would have been nice to see them go to the final.
Okay, so we're visiting with the Daniel Shalloway, and I can tell by the fact that you forgot the game was even on that you were not quite as fired up for the CONCACAF Champions League final as I was. And I was watching it with a lot of mixed emotions because as a Sporting Kansas City fan, you're not taught to love the Seattle Sounders, and it's hard for me to root for them, you know, to have some historic moment. But as a Major League Soccer fan, I try to tell people all the time how good I think this league is. It's getting better every single year, and I only see it continuing to improve as time goes on. So to me, this was a big, big moment last night to finally win that competition, and for the first time in 16 years, a team other than a team from Mexico, you know, wins this thing. As a guy that plays in this league, and you've played in that competition, the CONCACAF Champions League, What do you think? Am I overstating the importance of what happened last night? Like, what do you think the importance is for the league in that regard?
I was very, very happy for them, for the league, as you said, for America. This is a big thing, as you said. I watched their run all the way till the final. I was actually very happy they could get a tie in the first leg, and now it just seems like they just took care of business at home. And yes, I think it's a very, very difficult tournament to win, very difficult, just because of all the things. You know, you have a budget limit in this league. Mexican teams don't have that. The timing of the tournament is not very good for MLS teams. It's been a struggle to win it, and it was getting to a point when, you know, you can't improve your league and keep seeing how well it's doing when you cannot beat the your neighbors, you know. So I think it's a big step for Major League Soccer.
So, Daniel, let's wrap it up with this. You guys getting ready again to head to New York City here. Where do you think you guys are in terms of just the development of the season, and what are some of the things you think we should be looking forward to over the next few weeks as the team tries to keep building?
I think we have to keep doing what we're doing playing-wise. I think our game is getting better and better, and the most important thing, we have to find ways to win. I think this game will be a big challenge, but after that we have the Open Cup. We need to get to the next round, and we need to, you know, keep building and try to win games. No games are easy, but I think our team is on the right track to pick up our season. I feel like other teams struggle as well, but we cannot let ourselves get away from the standings too much.
And remember, Steven, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. That's all you need to watch.
That's right. You're correct.
Right. Hey, Daniel, thanks a lot for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. See you guys.
So are you disappointed that Marco was right?
About the UEFA Champions League?
Yeah, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about now.
Well, a little bit, yeah. But I will say this.
No. Listen, I'm going to tell you just from my perspective. When he said, because you had made such a big deal about this, you know, yesterday and on Twitter, man, were you tweeting?
I was.
Your thumbs were smoking. I could see when he admitted that he had forgot that game was even taking place. I could see there was some hurt in your eyes.
I was hurt a little bit.
Just be honest. I mean, you were. There was a little.
Yeah.
You're like, ugh.
Yeah.
And Marco was, you know, he was not hurt.
So what do we got to do? I mean, like, I just kind of feel like.
Tough nut to swallow.
It was.
Well, I mean, that's.
It's.
Hey, man.
It's exactly what I was telling you. The thing that's like this conundrum of being an American soccer fan is.
I think, appreciate his honesty.
I think a lot of Americans still, even American soccer fans, still feel like our own league's not worth watching, you know? And then, like, you know, we kind of got it's playing in the league. It's like, yeah, I forgot to watch it last night. And I love Daniel. Daniel, you know, look, he grew up in Hungary, so I'm sure he grew up watching the UEFA Champions League and all that.
I grew up hungry, too. I still am.
And I'm not going to sit here and act like the CONCACAF Champions League is anywhere near the level of competition that the UEFA Champions League is, because it's not at this point. I hope someday that's different.
It felt like someone punched you in the stomach, though.
But look, that's why Real Madrid versus Manchester City, that could be the Champions League final. I mean,
you
could say those are the two best teams in the world, and you wouldn't be like, you know, people couldn't say you're just a complete idiot for saying that. So, like, when you watch the quality of those teams, they are on a whole nother level.
Tell Marco he was right.
Yeah. You know, Marco, no, I'm not going to say that.
He doesn't need to say that. It's
so
well, he didn't need to say because
it was a timing thing, too. I was watching NBA.
I'm not saying that as many people should be watching the CONCACAF Champions League as the UEFA Champions League, because one competition is bigger than the other by a long shot. I get it. But almost, I mean, like the numbers of viewership for this CONCACAF Champions League are incredibly low in America. And that saddens me because this is our domestic league, and it is a good league, and it is getting better. And the fact that they are able to go, because the Mexican league is a very good league. Like, you look at the payrolls of some of these clubs in Mexico, and you're talking about $80 million, $100 million. Like, these are big clubs, and the payrolls in Major League Soccer keep rising and rising and rising, but they still have a long way to go. And they're in the, you know, tens of millions, 20s of millions of dollars now in payroll in Major League Soccer, but there's still a long way to go. And so to beat a team and win that competition is a big moment, but it's like, you know, the whole if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, did it really make a sound? Mm-hmm. And so,
yes.
You know, does it? Sure. Your answer is yes?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder what American soccer needs to do to get more people, like, because we just talked to two soccer fans. Marco's trying to tell you about the rules of the CONCACAF Champions or the UEFA Champions League. He's a soccer fan. He wanted to talk soccer this morning, not me. And Daniel Shalloway obviously is a professional soccer player. And even for them, the Continental Championship that was on the line last night that had 67,000 fans there, 68,000 fans there, wasn't really on their radar. Something like that's a problem, right?
How much blame do you think you deserve for this?
Why do I deserve blame for this? I'm sitting here, I'm like the only person trying to get people to watch this.
Should you get any of the blame
for
this?
No, I deserve, if anything, I deserve credit.
Do you think you come on too strong on Twitter and chase people away?
Who's it going to chase away? Nobody was going to watch that. They thought, oh, this Bucati's talking too much. Now I'm not going to watch it. They might have looked at that tweet and said, "Well, I'm not watching that," but they weren't going to watch it anyway. There might have been a few people that actually checked it out last night, saw what an amazing atmosphere there was in Seattle. It was incredible,
The battle in Seattle.
I mean, if you would have told me even like 6-7 years ago, there's going to be a game in Seattle with 68,000 people going crazy. And there's going to be a team from Major League Soccer that beats a Mexican team to win the Continental Championship, I would have told you, man, soccer must be really making some big moves in America. And so, like, in some levels it is, but in other levels, like just the public consciousness of it, Mark over here would rather watch some NBA game that doesn't involve anybody in our area over that.
Don't you criticize him for loving the sport of basketball.
Ooh. What?
He loves basketball. He loves basketball.
What's happening in Seattle?
Come over to my house, Marco. We'll watch them both at the same time.
I was watching Ozark. And that has to do with our area.
That's true, except for filmed here.
Don't worry about that.
There's a lot of Kansas City references, though, aren't there?
I'm heavily invested in Ruthie.
Did Pumas even put up a fight yesterday? Because
it was a game for a little bit.
All right. Because I was just thinking with the Champions League game yesterday. Excuse me, the UEFA Champions League game yesterday. It was just, you know, although Man City was up to nothing. It was going back and forth.
Timeout on the floor. I received a Facebook message. From Gino Schiraldi.
Oh boy.
Steven, I coached Marco in soccer for a couple of seasons. Boy, oh boy, I have some stories for you.
Wow. I think we need to have Gino Schiraldi in studio is what we need to do.
Gino, we need to make that happen. We need you on the air sooner than later to tell these tales.
Oh, was I a Gino
Marco.
Schiraldi fan as a kid?
Damn, cat's out of the bag now.
You've been holding back. I mean,
he's getting a little quiet in there
now.
When
you hear that, is there something that pops in your head like, he's going to tell
this
one?
Oh, there's family videos with proof of what Gino's probably going to, probably got stories of.
Gino, we will be in contact very soon. We will take a break now. Let this sink in. Back after this on WHB. Then now walking to the ring, the undisputed super middleweight champion of the world, Saul Canelo Alvarez! And now crying like a baby in the Northland, Stephen St. John! And now embarrassing his family at Barry Woods. No. I regret to inform you I have received a text message from the good friend of the show, director of entertainment and production at Kansas City Power and Light, Jason Bradley. I do not regret to inform you I received a text message from him. I like getting text messages, but I regret to inform you of the content. Jason texted me and says, that hurts me to say this, I actually watched that Seattle game because Nate talked it up. It was pretty cool.
Hey, my guy. One viewer. I added one viewer to the mix. My man. Boy, you look so disgusted right now.
But I read it, didn't I?
You did read it. Thank you. Jason, you're my guy.
Jason will be my guy May 13th when Richie St. John and the Accidental Moguls play it.
Yep.
KC Live.
He's always the guy.
Power and Light. Brought to you by Coors Light. You going down there, Marco, with the fam?
We're talking about it, yeah. I'm going to make an appearance at least.
We're going to have fun. We're going to dance.
I'm ready.
We're going to dance the night away.
I got buddies that live downtown. I ain't going home. I got a place to crash.
Hey. We went 0 to 60 there real quick.
Let's go.
I got a buddy named the President Hotel, so I'm gonna
there you go.
Walk over there and you know.
Might have a Marco Marquez sleeping on the floor of your hotel room.
Why not? You know? And others. Trust me.
Well, that's what I was referencing to. That you're my buddy, you're gonna be down there.
Sure.
Yeah. President's Hotel.
Yeah, the President Hotel is my hotel of choice when Susan says, we've been here long enough. So go back to the room. Okay. But I am excited. I invite everyone to come on down.
You cordially invite everyone?
I cordially invite your ass to come on down to...
Yeah.
Hi, this is Barry White and Paul Quinn College in Court Cordially... Cordially invite your ass to come on down.
Cordially invite your ass to Kansas City Live to watch the Accidental Moguls.
Yeah.
I'm cutting the spot, Tony!
Cutting the spot. So what did you think of these NBA playoffs last night, Marco?
Yeah.
You watch all these games.
Mr.
What did you think?
Basketball watcher.
Uh-huh.
You get criticized by Nate for watching basketball.
I had the game on last night, too.
Nah, I don't think you did.
Side TV. No volume. Except for when the halftime postgame show comes on, I usually turn the volume up for that.
Right.
Well, I watched the first quarter of the Suns game, but I watched the entirety of the Heat and 76ers game. And, well, what do you want to know?
Who are you rooting for?
I mean, the Sixers got no shot without Embiid.
No.
That series isn't even worth watching.
Well, it is worth watching because we root for Kansas City native Lorenzo Butler,
right,
who works with the Miami Heat.
I mean, that's fair enough. But that series is over, right? Is Embiid coming back at any point?
It's hard to say. If he does come back,
Marco knew the answer to that, by the way.
He's not going to be 100% healthy, but you're right. His series is over if he doesn't come back, because the 76ers yesterday were just they were outplayed for the whole entirety of the game. The Heat led and never looked back, and it's a problem. You can tell that there's something big missing with Philadelphia's team right now.
Literally.
It's the possible MVP of the league.
He's also big.
Yep. And James Harden also is not what he used to be.
No. When they brought up his, average points per game, he's only averaging 18 points per game since joining the 76ers, which is just one of those things where I guess age is getting to him. He's not the James Harden that we knew in OKC and Houston.
Yeah,
that was kind of like a wake-up call for me yesterday. When I was like, damn, it's been He's been in the league for a while. That kind of makes sense.
I'll tell you what, though. A guy that's been in the league for a while that's still incredible is Chris Paul.
Oh, yeah.
36 years old. He was phenomenal last night. Now, see, I did watch the fourth quarter of that game. He was incredible. And I root for Chris Paul.
So I sent you the clip that Nate's been wanting us to play all morning long. I've hesitated. I've tried because, again, I'm the one that gets blamed for this. When Marco's mom gets mad, I get blamed. Susan, I'll go home. Why did you say that?
I feel like Renee doesn't like me already.
Who can blame her? But the point is, Nate keeps saying, hey, let's play the Barkley clip. I go, do we have to? And so now we're talking, who doesn't love that studio show? It's the best of any sport. I'd watch it. It would enhance baseball. Just have them talk about baseball. I'd watch it. We'll finally grant your wish. Marco, play the clip of Charles Barkley from last night, please.
Speaking of coming, I want to
time out.
Whoa. Yo, pause. Ladies and gentlemen, I will call it myself.
Chuckster, we're live.
What are you talking about?
It's not like we can stop and
Hey, that's not what I meant. See, y'all mind in the gutter. I just want to show America.
Oh, that's all. Are you happy now?
Good analysis. Thank you. Yeah. Chuckster, we're live. That show is the best. That show is the best. Even when they're
why don't you guys grow up?
Right. Those guys have fun, but they actually give real analysis. They're critical when they need to be. They don't take themselves too seriously. Every studio show in America is trying to be that show. And no one's pulling it off besides them at that level. I find myself wanting to watch. Like I said, I turn the volume up at halftime and postgame when it's on TNT. And I get disappointed when the game's on ESPN. The ESPN studio show's fine. But it's not like appointment television. I want to watch those guys every time.
Right. The ESPN show, those studio guys, you see them all the time throughout the week on the daily shows that are going on in ESPN. You don't see Shaq, Barkley, Kenny Smith all the time during the week unless you're watching the NBA. You already hear the analysis of Wilbon, Stephen A., Mike Greenberg.
But it's Shaq and Barkley.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like these guys were – legendary players. They're bigger than life personalities. They're fun. They have a rapport with one another. They can get away with saying things to each other that most people couldn't say to them because they have that rapport. It's a great show. It's a great show, but I'm afraid.
And every once in a while you think Shaq and Barkley might fight.
Right. Right.
Which I like.
Which makes it that much better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No NBA games tonight, huh?
No, travel day. Everybody's going on the road since the series are at – all the series are entering game three. So back at it on Friday.
It's weird. And then the West games again on Friday. We don't have Eastern games until Saturday, huh? I don't know. Are any of these going to be good series? Celtics-Bucks going to be a good series. Grizzlies-Warriors going to be a good series.
Yeah, he is.
Well, that's if John Morant can keep scoring 40 points a game. He's averaging 40 points in the series right now with those.
He's amazing.
See, that's what draws the interest to watching the NBA. It's not the what's relative to where you're at. It's the star power. You guys know you grew up during the prime NBA years.
There's some good star power in the league right now. It's too bad Embiid's hurt because he's one of them. You know, like with Giannis, Ja Morant.
It would be a better series with the Sixers and Heat, but. That's the one although I watched the whole game yesterday, it was a time thing, but probably the one that's going to end in 4 to 5 games where the others could see stretch out.
No NBA, no Royals also tonight. So,
you know what I'm going to start tonight?
What?
I think this Formula One reality show, whatever you call it on Netflix. Have you gotten into the Formula One thing at all yet?
I watched it for two or three. Yeah. There's just too many other things I want to watch. More.
Yeah.
It was good.
Boy, everybody's talking about this Formula One
fine,
stuff.
But man,
you know?
there's just so many things.
Yeah.
I like drama.
Yeah.
Dramas I like, you know.
Well, my son loves the these like fancy sports cars and race cars and all that stuff. I think it might be something I'd be able to watch with him, because I'm not a big car guy. I don't get into that stuff, but I feel like maybe something I can watch with my son we can enjoy together.
Locked. I'm trying to work my way through Ozark and Tokyo Vice right now.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of time for all these things.
We're on Winning Time and Our Flag Means Death. Yep. Those are the two shows my wife and I are watching.
Winning Time's got one more.
So is it just, and it's just this season?
No, it's going to keep going.
Is it?
Yeah. That's the word.
That's great.
Spencer Haywood really put a hit on the Lakers. Me and my friends are talking about
lot that's, you know.
Yeah, well, they took some creative liberty with it, but he has said that he tried to put a hit out on Paul Westhead. Not on the whole Lakers, but on Paul Westhead for cutting him. He went to a gangster from Detroit and said, "Hey, let's take this guy. They were gonna mess with his brakes or something like that."
By the way, we're gonna have Kansas City native former Mizzou star and who played with the Lakers, 81, 82, and 83, Clay Johnson on the show next week.
Oh boy!
So,
have you heard from him about what he thinks of the whole show?
A little bit.
Is he outraged by it as everybody else?
I'm not gonna spoil the interview for next week.
All right.
You still want me to give up everything?
No, I just want you to give us a little teaser. Give us a little taste.
I've been in contact with him. I just gave you the teaser. I told you he's going to be on the show. He'll discuss. He'll talk about things. Talk about playing against Dr. J. Talk about Larry Bird.
I did not remember that the Rock the Baby famous dunk by Dr. J was against the Lakers.
All of it. So we got lots to talk about.
Yeah.
We will take a break back into this on WHB. Welcome back to the show. We'll end it with a very good clip, again, from the NBA playoffs, the Phoenix-Dallas game last night. Here's a terrific read. We're no strangers to doing reads, right?
Right.
On this, here's a terrific read from the one and only Kevin Harlan during the Phoenix and Dallas game on TNT last night.
Don't miss the shocking true story of Martin Shkreli versus the Wu-Tang Clan. Part of TNT's new documentary series, Rich and Shameless, premiering this Sunday.
What are you laughing about?
After the NBA playoffs on TNT. I don't know what I've just said, but there it is for you.
Kevin doesn't know the Wu-Tang? Wu-Tang Clan is for the children.
You gonna watch that documentary?
I didn't know about it until I just heard now that right there. Now I might want to see that.
Now you watch it.
So. You know what the Wu-Tang Clan is, Marco?
Like a chain of restaurants?
Wow.
No, they're a hip-hop group. I know you don't.
That's actually funny.
I'd eat there. I would eat at the Wu-Tang Clan. I would.
I enjoy your smartassery.
Chain of restaurants.
So. I grew up listening to Smart Hassery.
You didn't grow up listening to how old your siblings are, I can tell you that. You're going to go out and have fun on Cinco de Mayo. Please be safe.
Yeah, be careful.
Get a driver. Call call Nate. He can pick you up.
Call me.
No.
I'm still trying to get a new car.
Yeah, with what car?
Call Marco.
There you go.
Right.
Marco will get you.
Call Z-Trip. Don't call me. I'm going to be at a grade school track meet, hoping it doesn't rain. But I'd like everyone to have a wonderful day right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Patrol has been brought to you by locally owned and operated Walker Medical Linen Services. For linens, toweling, scrubs, lab coats, and patient gowns for your medical facility, visit walkermls.com.
Bye-bye.